بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نأخذ درسنا في مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة. We're taking our lesson on the summary of the principles of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. من تأليفات الشيخ الفاضل أبي محمد عبد الحميد الحجوري حفظه الله. From the authorship of Sheikh عبد الحميد الحجوري. May Allah preserve him. فقال ومن أصول أهل السنة والجماعة التي تتميزهم عن غيرهم أنهم يدعون إلى الألفة ويحذرون من الفرقة ويحذرون من البدع والمحدثات ويحذرون من الحزبيات ويحذرون من كل ما خالف الكتاب والسنة من الديمقراطية والانتخابات. The Shaykh, he mentioned, and from the fundamentals of the people of the Sunnah who hold to it collectively, is that they are distinguished from other than them. From the aspect that they call to ulfa, they call to unity, and they warn against division, and they warn against innovation and deviant matters. They warn against partisan organizations, and they warn against everything that opposes the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From aspects of democratic beliefs and voting, and other than that, لأنها ليست من دين الله عز وجل وأدلتهم على ذلك مثل قول الله عز وجل ولا تكونوا من المشركين من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. The Shaykh mentioned that from the fundamentals of the people of the Sunnah that distinguishes them from other than them is that they call to unity, and they warn against division, and they warn against innovation and deviant matters. They warn against partisan organizations, and they warn against everything that opposes the Quran and the Sunnah. And from the examples of those that oppose the Quran and the Sunnah, the Shaykh, he mentioned democracy and voting. This is an issue that divides the people. It divides the people. We see the non-Muslims, they're divided, and some believing that their beliefs of democratic beliefs are better than those of Republicans. And some describe themselves as being independent, and some describe themselves as being conservative, and some are liberal. Different people, they have different beliefs, ascribing themselves all to democracy and voting, taking people out of positions and placing them in positions. This caused division amongst different people of different societies. And the Shaykh, he mentioned this as an example. And what is democracy? This is something that's been established by mankind. The ruling of mankind upon mankind. ما هو الديمقراطية؟ ما هي؟ يعني حكم الشعب من الشعب إعطاء الحق للشعب في سن القوانين وإن كانت مخالفة لحكم الله عز وجل لا يبالون أهم شيء ما يحبونهم البشر الضعيف الذين لا يفهمون ما هو الذي أحسن لحياتهم. والله عز وجل يقول في كتابه الكريم ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا. What is democracy? This is something, this is a way of ruling of mankind, people ruling over the people, and people placing rules in position and legislation in position, even if it is in opposition to that which Allah has legislated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, this is in Surah Al-Kahf, ayah number 26. He said it, and he makes no one, وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا. He makes no one to share in his decision, meaning the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِنَّ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ يقص الحق وهو خير الفاصلين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lets us know, he said the ruling is only for Allah. Allah decides the truth and he is the best of judges. فشيخ ذكر هذا مثالا. He mentioned this as a proof. ثم قال لأنها ليست من دين الله عز وجل. Said because this is not from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah glorified be He. وقال وأدلتهم على ذلك مثل قول الله عز وجل. Said a proof with regards to this is similar to the statement is similar to the statement of Allah عز وجل. Or as an example, he mentions the statement of Allah as proof against this issue of division. Islam يدعون الناس الإسلام يدعو الناس إلى الألفة ويحذرونهم من الفرقة ويحذرونهم من البدع والمحدثات وكل ما يخالف الكتاب والسنة. Islam calls people to unity and warns them against division and calls them to doing everything that's pleasing to Allah and calls everyone away from innovation and transgression. ومن ذلك حزبيات من ذلك الحزبيات وكذلك محدثات والبدع. From those affairs which cause division is partisanship. People organizing different groups, and you'll even find some of the Muslims have fell victim to this type of ideology of ascribing themselves to being Democrats or Republican or from being in this organization and that organization, and people have turned themselves against one another. The Sheikh, he mentioned from the proofs against this partisanship and from the proofs of this partisanship is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not be from the mushrikeen, from those who divided themselves in the religion, and they became groups. Every group, they became groups, one against the other. Every group, they are happy regarding that which they are upon. They are happy, they rejoice regarding that which they are upon. And they believe that they're better than other than them. The Shaykh, he mentioned another statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَقَوْلُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah says, hold on, all of you, to the rope of Allah together. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and do not divide. Allah commands us to be together, united upon the Qur'an, the Sunnah, united upon Islam, and to not divide amongst ourselves. وَيَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ لا يجمع الله أمتي أو قال هذه الأمة على الضلالة أبدا. ويقول الشيخ, he mentioned the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said لا يجمع أمتي, لا يجمع الله أمتي أو قال هذه الأمة. He said Allah does not gather my nation, or he said Allah does not gather this nation. هناك روايتان, there's two narrations. He said لا يجمع الله أمتي, or he said Allah does not gather this ummah, أو قال هذه الأمة على الضلالة. You know, Allah does not gather this nation, the nation of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the community, the whole of the Muslims, على الضلالة. He does not gather them or unite them upon deviance. Said أبدا, لا يجمع الله أمتي على الضلالة أبدا. Allah does never, Allah will never unite the Muslims upon deviance. So this is a proof that if people are calling to unity upon that which is not pleasing to Allah, upon that which is innovation in the deen, innovation in Islam, or that which is from the matters which is sinful, which He is not pleased upon, then Allah will never unite the people upon this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only unite the Muslims upon that which is from the Qur'an and that which is from the Sunnah, that which is from the deen of Allah. Na'am. And then, after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, لا يجمع الله أمتي على الضلالة أبدا, قال ويد الله على الجماعة. He said, and the hand of Allah is over the jama'ah. ويد الله على الجماعة. The hand of Allah is over the jama'ah. This hadith, أخرجه الحاكم عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وخرجه الشيخ مقبل رحمه الله في صحيح المسند. This is in the book, Sheikh Muqbil's book, يعني الصحيح المسند, and other than him, حاكم, on the authority of ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما. وقال الشيخ ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, عليكم بالجماعة. He said, it's upon you to hold to the community. It's upon you to be with the jama'ah. يعني هذا أمر من الله عز وجل لجميع الناس, لجميع المسلمين, أن نكون مع الجماعة. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بالجماعة وإياكم والفرقة فإن الشيطان مع الواحد وهو من الاثنين أبى أعدو. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال عليكم بالجماعة وإياكم والفرقة فإن الشيطان مع الواحد وهو من الاثنين أبى أعدو. من أراد بحبوحة الجنة فليلزم الجماعة, ومن سرته حسنته وساءته سيئته فذلك المؤمن. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is came on the, in the hadith of, on the authority of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, radiyallahu anhuma. He mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, upon you is to stick to the community, the jama'ah. And I warn you to be divided. He warned you against being divided. He said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفُرْقَةِ. Woe to you to be divided. And it's a warning against being divided. He said, for verily, shaitan, with one individual, shaitan, he is with one individual. Meaning when one individual is by himself, shaitan loves this. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ أَبْعَدُ. And he's further away from two. Meaning if people are united, he's further away from people the more they're united. If one is by himself, shaitan is with him. But if he's united with the community, he's united with his brother, He's more further away. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ أَبْعَدُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بُحْبُوحَةَ لَلْجَنَّةِ فَلْيَلْزِمَ الْجَمَاعَةِ Whoever wishes for the best place and the بُحْبُوحَةَ بِمَعْنَى أَحْسَن مَكَان فِي الْجَنَّةِ Whoever wants the best position in paradise فَلْيَلْزَمُ الْجَمَاعَةِ And it is a must that he sticks to the jama'ah. If he wants the best position in paradise, then let him stick to the jama'ah. Let him stick to the community. مَنْ سَرَّتْهُ حَسَنَتُهُ وَسَاءَتْهُ سَيِّئَتُهُ فَذَلِكَ الْمُؤْمِنِ And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whoever is happy by their good deeds, and they are grieved by their bad deeds, then that is the believer. And this is the way of the believer. يعني المؤمن يعني يسره تسره أعماله الصالحة نعم ويسيئه أعماله السيئة سيئه أعماله السيئة أي يشعر بفرح شديدا يشعر بفرح شديد إذا قام بأعمال صالحة ويحزن إذا قام بأعمال سيئة فهذه من صفات المؤمن The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم In this statement he said من سرته حسنته وساءته سيئته فذلك المؤمن Whoever is happy by their good deeds Whoever is made to be happy by their good deeds And they're bereaved, they're in a state of grief by their bad deeds. He said, then that is the believer. He made it clear that whoever is happy and want to increase in good deeds, and this is something that's done in a united front with the community. When one does good deeds, this encourages khayr. And this makes him feel good. This is from the characteristics of the believer. And at the same time, if he does something that's displeasing to his Lord, it gives him a feeling of grief, sadness. This is the way of the believer. قال الشيخ وفي الصحيحين عن نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه and the sheikh he mentioned the hadith that came in Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Nu'man ibn Bashir, radiyallahu anhuma, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mathal al-mu'mineen fi tawadihim wa tarahumihim wa ta'atufihim, said the similitude of the believer, or the likeness of the believer, in the fi tawadihim, yani min wud, وتراحمهم أي من الرحمة وتعاطفهم من يعني عطفهم the likeness of the believer with their love for one another and their mercy to one another and their compassion for one another مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى The Sheikh, he mentioned that the likeness of the believer with their love for one another. هذا من صفات المؤمنين. This is from the characteristics of the believer. That they're united in calling to that which unites and that calling to that which is pleasing to Allah. And it is they do not like division. They warn against division. And at the same time, they stick to the larger community and they increase in good deeds and they have brotherhood amongst themselves. Based on this hadith that we're reading where the Prophet ﷺ, he said, مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ The likeness of the believers in their love for one another and their mercy for one another and their compassion for one another is similar to the body. مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسحر والحمى. Similitude of a body. The likeness of the believers with their love and their mercy and their compassion for one another is the likeness of a body. That if a portion of the body or one part or one joint is feeling pain, then the whole of the body feels pain and it loses sleep and it has a fever. Naam, this is how the believers are to one another. If we find our Muslim brother, he's in pain or he has sorrow or he has difficulty, any type of hardship, then we are concerned with his situation as if it is our personal situation. Naam. And this is all from love, mercy, and compassion. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith that came on the authority of Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he said the believer to another believer is similar to a building structure. One portion strengthens the other. وَالْأَحَدِيثُ الدَّالَّةُ عَلَى وُجُوبِ التَّمَسُكِ بِالْكِتَابِ وَالسُنَّةِ وَالْبُعْدُ عن الحزبيات والبدع والخرافات كثيرة. The Shaykh, he mentioned, and the proofs with regards to the proof, yani with regards to the obligation of holding to the book, meaning the Quran, and the Sunnah, meaning the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and being far removed, away from partisanship, and innovation, and deviance. It's many. There's so many proofs with regards to this. لا يتسع المجال لذكرها. He said, we have not been allotted the opportunity in this setting with mentioning all of them. إلا أن أهل السنة يدعون إلى التمسك بطريق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, except that أهل السنة calls to holding to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ظاهرًا وباطنًا في عقائدهم ومعاملاتهم وفي جميع أحوالهم. أهل السنة والجماعة يدعون إلى التمسك بطريق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ظاهرًا وباطنًا في عقائدهم ومعاملاتهم وفي جميع أحوالهم. That the people of the Sunnah, they call to holding to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, outwardly and inwardly. Outwardly and inwardly. In their beliefs, and not just in their belief, in their dealings, and mu'amala, the deen kadhalik mu'amala. Islam is also mu'amala. It's not just in aqidah, but it's the minhaj fil adab, the methodology and manners, how we carry ourselves, how we deal with our Muslim brothers and sisters, our business dealings, our family dealings, how we carry ourselves, cleanliness, that we don't trick people, we don't lie, we don't steal. We have the best of manners. الدين معاملة كذلك. Islam is also the way we deal with one another. Some believe that it's mainly aqidah, what you believe. But from the aqidah of the Muslim is that he has good adab, that he believes that having good adab in dealing with his Muslim brothers and sisters. كما ذكر الشيخ في نص من كتاب الله ومن سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. As the Shaykh, he mentioned from the text the ayat and ahadith. This all calls to unity. This encourages unity amongst the Muslims. Showing care and love and mercy and being compassionate for one another. If your brother is in need, your brother is bothered, or you have in hardship, this is if you are bothered, as if you are having hardship, as if you need na'am. So it's very important to reach out to our brothers and sisters and find out how they're doing, to check on them. يعني ننصح إخواننا ننصح أنفسنا وإياكم أن تتواصلوا علينا أن نتواصل بإخواننا وأخواتنا وننظر كيف حالهم كيف أحوالهم هذه أيام هل هم بخير هل هم بحاجة إلى شيء نعم لأننا أمة واحدة كما قال الله عز وجل إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون الله سبحانه وتعالى He's made us as one ummah. It's a must that we care for this ummah. Especially in days like this, where it may be a possibility that someone is in need. There may be someone that's in need. A single parent. Or a brother who's not capable to go shopping for himself. Or get something for himself. It's a must that everyone reaches out to one another. And show care for one another, especially in times like this, where people and people are limited, their capabilities are limited, and there are some who have fear, even to leave out of the house, and some have difficulties in getting around. So it's a must that we show care for one another, and this is mu'amala, al-tayyibah. This is good dealings. This is the way of Ahlus Sunnah. This is the way of the people of the Sunnah, that they care about one another. They reach out. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ He said, verily this is your nation. Meaning the nation of the Muslims. The community of the Muslims. أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ One nation. The Muslims are one nation. He says, وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونِي وفي آية أخرى أنا ربكم فاتقوني Allah says I am your Lord worship me in another verse Allah says I am your Lord then be conscious of me فلذلك يعني لابد أن نتمسك بطريق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ظاهرا وباطنا في عقائدنا وفي معاملاتنا It's a must that we hold to the book of Allah in the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hold on to the way of him in all of our affairs, outwardly and also inwardly. Meaning outwardly, meaning that which we do, that which is seen with the eye, and also inwardly from our beliefs, having proper beliefs, having good manners. If the heart is good, then the body will be good. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن في الجسد مضغة Verily in the body is a piece of flesh. إذا صلحت If it is sound صلحت جسد كله Then the whole body will be sound. وإذا فسدت فسدت جسد كله He said ألا وهو الألا وهي القلب This piece of flesh is none other than the heart. So it's a must that we work on our hearts and we have good deeds and we practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَذَا الَّذِي أَرَأْنَاهُ الْيَوْمِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ